Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Hello, welcome to Daytime After Dark. This is Carly. Tonight we will be having, and I don't want to mess up his name, he's a really good wrestler. I will admit, I don't know that much about wrestling. All I know is people get body slam. You know, it's a good little, you know, revenge sport if you ask me, because, you know, you can just body slam them, sorry. And we will be having Stone Matthews on a month ago. Oh, you know, I hope I said his name right. He will be on the show tonight, and then we will be talking about all the craziness in, you know, the soaps, primetime, daytime. And then we will be talking to a good movie review tonight, too. So we have a lot of action, a lot of drama, a lot of body slams. Please welcome the very good wrestler, the Mysterio wrestler, Stu the Mysterio wrestler. And I'm probably saying that name wrong. So forgive me. Hi, Stowe.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Welcome to our crazy little show. I call it crazy because I can, because I'm the host, and I can get away with it. But, yeah, so for everyone that is not into wrestling and all that, would you let them know your background and everything? And you can add body slams and all that into it, because that's all I know about wrestling. So go for it.
Well, thank you so much. You almost had it right, actually. It's Maestro, which is Stro for short.
Oh,
but, I mean,
okay.
you were about there. But
I tried, but yeah.
That's quite all right. I've been wrestling professionally for over at least over 20 years now. I've stopped counting after 20. I mean, time flies, so forth. But, I've wrestled all over the world. I do any wrestling. I act for television and film. I have a musical background, a mixed martial arts background. And you name it, I've done it at one time or another. So I'm also, helping train people. I even got a guy I trained. He's down at NXT now, for WWE down in Florida, getting ready for bumping up to Raw, SmackDown. So,
ooh,
yeah,
cool.
Things are going good. You know, I mean, I've been through a lot through the years. I've wrestled everywhere you can possibly think of, and wrestled just about all the top guys you can think of as well. So, I mean, it's been
like
a great ride.
Like Hulk Hogan. Did you ever watch the Hulk?
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, absolutely. Hulk Hogan.
How was that?
Friend, Randy Savage,
I've
Rick
always,
Flair,
you know.
You name it.
How was that? Because, you know, I'm a big fan. I mean, in wrestling, I know him. I'm very proud of myself. I know him. So, you know, so how was that? Because, you know, I would be scared half to death if it were me. I would probably be dead after wrestling him, but you've been doing for a long time. Did you win? Or did you lose?
Well, I mean, I've been on either side of tracks with him, you know, good guy, bad guy thing, you know, him, the whole comedian thing with the good, him being the ultimate good guy and then the ultimate bad guy with the NWO and all that. But, I mean, no matter what wrestling shows and matches I've been with him and, like, wherever it's at, I mean, he's sold out so many places in, like, around the U.S., all over the world. I mean, he's, like, the most popular wrestler in history, basically. And, I mean, it's always an honor to wrestle and, work with him.
Well, yeah, because when I was going on my grandfather, Friday nights to Saturday nights, one of them would turn on the TV and wrestling would come on, like, at 11:30. And in Oregon, you know, they used to go. And when I was about five, they took me, and they never took me back because I got a little violent with the whole thing, and I came home and, like, I tried to, like, body slam my little brother, and, you know, that was the end of that for me because my mom's like, if she goes around body slamming everyone, this is not going to be good. So, yeah, I mean,
speaking of body slams, and he was the guy that, you know, at WrestleMania 3 that body slammed Andre the Giant, which was, like, the biggest wrestler ever. I mean, the eighth wonder of the world. I mean, it was pretty awesome.
That is, you know, that's cool. And so you've done that. So are you still wrestling, or are you just helping people wrestle now? Because, you know, I've heard after a lot of years of wrestling, your body can get damaged. And, you know, then some wrestlers, you know, feel too old to wrestle, but are you still doing it?
Absolutely. I'm doing that, acting, you name it these days. I'm staying in pretty good shape, but, you know, I just started DDP yoga about a year and a half ago, and it's, you know, it's great. I've lost over 70 pounds and counting doing that. I mean, I'm kicking myself because, you know, Dallas Page was doing it, you know, during the run with WCW that I had with him, and I wish that started then. But, I mean, it's great. I recommend to anybody. DDPyoga.com is the place to check it out. And, you know, speaking of, you know, wrestling history, my granduncle was the original Gorgeous George long time ago, and later on in life I got to meet James Brown, who was also inspired by my granduncle, as well as, you know, Muhammad Ali and some of the, you know, sports and entertainment greats throughout history. So, I mean, that's before I was known as Maestro, I was known as Gorgeous George during in honor and retrospect of my granduncle.
That is so cool. And if you were ever to be asked to join Dancing with the Stars, since we've seen a lot of sports people get into that arena, you know, football players, the Olympians, we've not had a wrestler on the Dancing with the Stars program. Will you ever want to do it?
Well, I think Chris Jericho did it not too long ago, and he had a pretty good run. I mean, he didn't do too bad. So, I mean, if I were asked to do that sort of thing, you know, I'd be honored. I mean, I'm up for anything. So we'll see.
You know, that would be so, you know, awesome, because when you see, you know, football players and wrestling people and everyone getting on this, you know, dancing. So I'm always thinking about the, you know, the guys that are watching the football people, the Olympian. Like, what is going on in that locker room after Dancing with the Stars? Are they going to get beat up for going on this dancing show, or are they going to live to see us through that? Because I think it would be great if you go on it. I mean, I will really start a campaign and get you on there, because I think it would be hilarious. Very, very, very.
Thank you so much.
So I was looking at your resume, or not your resume, everything you've done, and you were a security guard on One Tree Hill, which I love that. So I cried when it went off. How was that? Because, you know, it's prime time, and, you know, it's a really good show. How did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was great. You know, the cast and crew was, you know, great to work with, and you know, it was great meeting everybody, and you know, I mean, it was funny because it's like a younger audience, so you know, I was a lot bigger than a lot of the cast and crew there.
We are, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was a lot of fun.
When you ever want to do a daytime soap? Because a lot of those first people I find have this clawless soap addiction. There's a lot of guys out there that do. Would you ever want to, you know, be on one of those, or would you not? Or?
You know, I've thought about that, actually, you know, and I'm pretty open for it, you know, with the right role, you know, so, you know, we'll see. All right.
I could make a role for you. I'm good at that. I can think in my head and, you know, make a really good role for you and everything. And I see you've done a lot of movies, not like a thousand, but how was the movies you've done?
You know, pretty good so far. I mean, I've done a few horror movies, a gangster movie, and a couple of comedies. I'm getting ready to I have a movie coming out this fall, actually, called The Hollow Oak, and which is about a curse from the turn of the century to modern time. And I'm one of the witch hunters in the film, and it's going to be pretty intense. But it's called The Hollow Oak. It'll be out this fall. And I'm getting ready to do a trailer for an upcoming vampire movie that I'm going to be involved in called Dracula's War, or I'll be betraying the world, Jacob, helping fight Dracula and the vampires from back in the 1800s. So, yeah, pretty good stuff.
You know, I love horror movies, except if I see them at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I live by myself and I see that and I'm like, okay, why did you even put this on? Because it freaks me out. So, okay, when your movie comes out, how freaky is it? Okay, if I see it 2 o'clock in the morning in my own house, am I going to feel safe or am I going to regret doing it at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I suggest you have a few pills to hang on to during
okay.
certain parts of it. It's pretty, like the Hollow Oak's pretty intense to watch, so.
That is, you know, that's good because I, you know, people should find out how intense the movie is before seeing because I saw Silence of the Lambs and I have never recovered from that. Let's see if there's anything else for my part of the interview. Then I'm going to bring on you little friend Brian, my new co-host, who is doing an absolutely wonderful job. And, you know, I've had this show for 4 years, but this is a new team, April, Cecilia, and me and April and Brian, we've just been going at it for almost a month, and we all love it. So, yeah, they are great. What was Get Up about? The biker movie, the Soad video, what was that about?
The biker movie?
Yeah.
Oh, Southern Iron. Yeah. Oh, it was about, you know, a biker gang and, you know, some of the trials they went through trying to get stuff together, like crooked deals and all that. And, you know, they turns out that, you know, they were being messed over by a couple of renegades and, you know, they had to take care of business. You know what I mean? So, and then I'm one of the members of the biker gang in the movie. So the movie's called Southern Iron, and it's out this year. So check it out.
That is really cool. Okay, I am gonna be bringing on Brian now. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Carly. Hey, Stro. How are you?
Hey, great, great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Let's see. I want to ask you, can you do your famous Terry Funk impersonation for us? I just love it.
Oh, man, which...
The one where you go, I came home or something like that, where you're riding down the road.
Oh, you were from the video, from YouTube video? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Here you go. You know, I was sitting on the front porch one day, and the sheriff came up to my yard and came up to my porch, and he said, Terry Funk, you're under arrest. And I said, my God, what for? And he said, for beating up a woman in Nashville, Tennessee. And I kicked back and I laughed and I said, Sheriff, that was no woman. That was Ric Flair.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I love that.
Uncle Terry, man, I love him.
How was it playing Tony on The Legend of Johnny Smalltime?
Actually, it was pretty cool because, you know, I was a big fan of the Godfather movies growing up. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and all that, and Marlon Brando. It was just great to play that role. It was like my first gangster role, you know, being a mob boss. So, you know, it was a pretty cool deal to me.
Wow. That kind of reminds me, though, you know, you was talking about mob bosses. I mean, you was talking about maybe having a role in a soap opera. Maybe you could do something with Sonny Corinthos on GH. You know, my boss.
Never
that
seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No,
he could, like, body slam anything. One, he could body slam Julian. Sonny, the, you know, Mabo enemy, he could body slam him on the dock and kill him. Oh, this would be great. Okay, go on, buddy.
Okay. Who do you think your favorite opponent to face has been through the years?
Oh man, you know, I've had so many great ones. You know, Rob Van Dam, the Barbarian. You know, Jerry the King Lawler. The list just goes on and on. I know I had like a bucket list of guys. You know, I won step in the ring with. You know, I've got a chance to be in the ring with Ricky Steamboat and Ric Flair.
Oh wow.
And you know, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, some of the best of the best through the years. And I guess the one guy I've always wanted to wrestle, but he's like one guy left in my bucket list, you know, is Kurt Angle. You know, and he's like
that,
a brother to Matt,
awesome.
a lot of us amateur wrestlers, you know what I mean, that,
yeah.
You know, I would understand. I mean, this guy won the Olympic gold medal with a broken neck. I mean, that's amazing. And, I mean, I'd be honored to step in the ring with him, no doubt. But, I mean, yeah, it's been a lot of greats through the years. Ronnie Garvin, Wahoo McDaniel, Ivan Koloff, I mean, you name it.
Wow, I think that'd be awesome to see you and Kurt Angle go at it. That'd be good because, you know, y'all both have the amateur background and stuff and technical and all that. I think that'd be great. How was it working in the USWA?
Oh, it was really great. You know, it was a great chance to wrestle and work with and learn from guys like, you know, Jerry Lawler and Bill Dundee. And, you know, tag with, you know, Scott Ho, who was Razor Ramon at the time. You know, guys like Undertaker would come in, King Mabel, Sid Vicious. You know, it was like a, you know, talent pool from WWE, USWA's trade-off, and It was a great array of talent to, you know, learn from. And, you know, Tommy Rich, Doug Gilbert, and I were kind of like the Freebird clique, if you will. Big feud with PG-13 and Brian Christopher and Bill Lawler. And, you know, great. It was great times. And we've seen some of the legends like you've seen Eddie Marlin and French Angel Frank Morrell.
Yeah.
Man. It's Buddy Wayne and Ken Wayne and Phil Hickerson, you know, and the Gilbert.
Wow. I hadn't heard Kenny Wayne's name in years. Kenny Wayne and Danny Davis Nightmares.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
King Cobra and Brickhouse Brown. And, you know, it was just a lot of history, you know what I mean? It was cool deal. And Larry,
yeah,
Larry Booker, the original Moondog Spot, right? He was the guy that him and Dundee really put in the word of him for me. Well, Dundee through my friend William Regal, and it was just and well, you know, Moondogs, you know what I mean? I mean, so many great tag teams, so Stan Lane, Steve Kern, you know, and that, and like Billy Jack Hangs even came in like for a little time or two, you know what I mean? So it was a, yeah, it was a great, great learning experience.
That's great. Is PG-13 still wrestling?
You know, off and on from what I hear, you know what I mean? I, you know, not, of course, not as active as they once were, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I tell you, at the time I was there in SWA, they were red hot.
Wow. Yeah, I remember them. Wasn't that Jamie Dundee and it was Wolfie D and JT Wolf? Wasn't that them?
Yeah, Wolfie D, yeah.
Yeah, Wolfie D, yeah. How was it being the youngest champion ever in American Coast professional wrestling in the Charlotte, North Carolina area?
Oh, it was great, actually. You know, you know, I was still kind of green at the time, and I it was just kind of, it was all new to me, and I was still learning the business. You know what I mean? But it wasn't one of those deals where I was like, you know, rush too much, you know. It was just a point where, you know, even though I was the youngest champion, if you will, I was still, like, learning, you know what I mean? At the same time, some of the best. And, you know, I had, you know, Gene Anderson, Nelson Roll, Ivan Koloff, you know, coaching me along and, you know, teaching me and training me. And it's, you couldn't ask for, you know, anybody better. I mean, so.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How was it wrestling Sting when you made your debut on WCW Saturday Night under the name of Robbie Eagle?
Well, you know, I was off and on during Smoky Mountain Wrestling at the time and doing a couple of wrestling matches with WCW per nightly deal every now and then. And I tell you, you know, those first matches in WCW, I mean, my first matches right off the bat was like with Sting and Cactus Jack, you know, Mick Foley.
Wow.
And, you know, Max Payne and Too Cold Scorpio. I mean, it was like best of the best, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, I couldn't be any happier. I mean, it was, you know, it was like, you know, on-the-job learning and getting that experience, you know, I mean, and with the top dog. So, I mean, it was great.
Yeah. What is Max Payne doing now, speaking of Max Payne? Is he still wrestling? Or?
You know, I have no clue. I have no idea. I mean, last, you know, I've seen him with, like, a lot of fans. You know, he was playing guitar as Man Mountain Rock in WWF.
Oh, wow.
And that's about WWE, and that's about, you know, last time I saw him. I just saw Mick Foley, actually, doing his comedy deal not too long ago. I mean, and he was talking about old WCW stories back in the day. And funny because, you know, some of the stories, I was actually there. And every time he'd mention one of them, I'd point at him. He'd point right back at me, smile, you know what I mean? So
that's funny. Have the movie, the Indie Wrestler, is that available on DVD that starred you and Ricky Martin and Tracy Smothers and
I believe so. I believe it is. I believe so. I don't know, you know, what, you know, where you actually, where all you can get it, but I believe it still may be out on DVD.
Okay. I know you have been in several horror films. What was that like working on them?
You know, I've been a fan of horror films, but, you know, I never thought I'd be doing as many as I've been doing. Go figure.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, I'm all about a good story. You know, I love good storytelling. And it's like, you know, I've been a killer in one film. You know, I've myself in another horror movie. You know, Mob Boss and Vampire Hunter and you name it. I have all these variety of roles, but I mean,
you've done it all.
Yeah, but you know, it's just, you know, there's a lot of similarities to the wrestling business to where you pretty much live out your character. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you put you all into it, so it's like, you know, a lot of it I could relate to, you know, the wrestling business.
Are any of those available on DVD?
Yeah, yes, yes. 1224, Dead or Country, which is a zombie movie of Australia. I know Koss Island. We shot Koss Island. I'm not sure that's on DVD or not. That's another horror film. Get Up is out on DVD now. Southern Iron. And I, of course, I mentioned Hollow Oak, which will be out this fall. And
yeah.
Dracula's War is in production right now. So,
I check those out.
Yeah.
Where did the catchphrase of "Oh la la" come from?
Oh, ooh la la, right?
Yeah, ooh la la. Yeah, sorry about that. Ooh la la.
That's like an old catchphrase back to my Gorgeous Stores of Third days. You know, I would always say it as I come out to the ring, and it just kind of stuck with me through the years. So,
okay, that's cool. I got a name game for you. I'm gonna name five wrestlers, and just give me one word of what your opinion is of them in one word. Okay.
Okay.
Ric Flair.
Greatest of all time.
Dolph Ziggler.
Uh-huh. Tremendous athlete.
AJ Styles.
Hey, I no pun intended. Just, you know, phenomenal.
Adam Pearce.
Amazing.
And
Savvy World Champ.
Freight Train.
Freight Train.
Uh-huh.
Oh man, what? I had the word on my head. I just slipped in my Freight Train. Oh, there's only one word, Freight Train, man. Oh, man. Great. great guy, man. Love Freight Train.
I've got a true story to actually tell you, Stra. When I was younger, when I was in elementary or middle school, I had to go to the hospital to get some blood work done. And
mm-hmm.
while I was there, me and my mom were walking around, and she said, I told my mom, which I was only about, I guess, 8 or 9 years old, probably maybe about 10. I told my mom, I said, that guy over there is Jake State Roberts. She said, no, it's not. She said, that's you, your mistaken identity. So Jake Snake's over there, and he's got a brown hat on, a brown long trench coat, standing there with his agent, this guy in a suit. So Jake Snake walks off, and I walk over to the guy that's the agent, and I said, hey, I said, is that guy Jake Snake Roberts? The guy gets real close to me. He looks up, he looks down, he looks left, and he looks right, and he bends over and says, yes, but don't tell nobody. He's in the skies. I said, okay, where did he go? He said he went outside. So I walk outside, and Jake Snake's out there sitting on the bench out there, and I sat down in his lap, and he looks at me, and he says, now, kid, he said, you stay in school and don't do drugs. And that was many years ago, but that was back when I think he was in the WWF at the time. Now it's WWE. But I know.
Yeah,
I've
tagged with him through the years. I've wrestled against him. I've traveled with him, and heck, we've gotten out of trouble together a few times. But I tell you, I am so proud of him. And for how he's turned his life around, him and Scott Hall, and you know, I mean, DDP is like—he's like an angel, man. I mean, he's helped steer the guys in the right direction, and he's helped so many people, you know, with his yoga and everything. And I'm so happy for Jake and Scott.
Yeah, I think DDP is really doing a tremendous job with a lot of these guys. I mean, you know, from what I've seen, you know, and stuff. I mean, he's brought them. He's brought them actually back to their self. I mean, you know, and he's even helping, you know, helping people get in shape and everything. I mean, you know, from stuff I've seen. I guess that pretty much wraps up my part of the interview. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Carla. Do we have any fans on hold
yeah.
to talk to the crowd?
Yeah, we have some fans, and then we will go to April. Okay.
Thanks for your interview, Stro.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
323? 3-2-3, you're on the air.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask a question to your host. I was listening to you guys talk, and it seems real inspiring story, and I was just wondering, what's his inner motivation spiritually that draws him into his passion for what he's done?
Okay, Stu, bad question for you.
You know, it's, wrestling, you know, just like anything else in life, is, you know, it's been like a passion of mine. And, you know, it's something like, you know, it always strives. It's like inner satisfaction to know that you achieve something, accomplish something by never giving up and believing in yourself, you know, believe in God above and let him lead your way and, you know, and to give you strength to do what you love doing. And I think everybody in life should enjoy and love doing what they're doing and go after it. I mean,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? So that's
absolutely
what it's all about.
Well, okay. That makes a lot of sense. I agree with you on that one. That's beautiful. Did you always know that you had that kind of drive, that pull to pull you to wrestling? Like, I know, like, some professions, like nursing, will pull people in. Did you always know with wrestling from maybe, like, a very young or early age did that pull you into that kind of a thing? That kind of drew you into that profession?
Absolutely. You know, it's just like, you know, God gives us all inner gifts. And, you know, he wants us to, like, make the most of all of it. You know what I mean? So, you know, you pretty much know earlier on, you know, what you're destined to do and what you should go after. So.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. And you have watched wrestling. You have been in, from someone who's been in wrestling himself and had seemed to have somewhat of a lucrative career with it and did very well with it. If you had to do like an inspirational piece or one calling that you would say to a younger person that you passed on, what would you like the best advice you would give somebody young that was in thinking, inspiring, and looking some sort of guidance and direction, and maybe even gearing and going towards wrestling?
Never give up, and always follow your dream and make it happen.
Absolutely. Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you, sir, very much. I mean, you've been a very inspiration for me, and I've just enjoyed listening to you, and I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of it. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you, sir.
Okay, let's see. We have another call. It's 678 is on the line.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What would you like to hear?
I was just calling to see how, I was just asking how he's doing.
Oh, hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. On the front of yours on Facebook, this is Mandy Brinson.
Oh, okay. How you doing? Pleasure. Doing okay?
Yeah, doing good. Glad. Hoping it's going to finally warm up. It's been chilly here in Georgia.
Oh, I can imagine. That's crazy weather.
Yeah, I've been thinking about, you know, and wondering how you were doing and all.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I really appreciate that. You know, I'm, you know, keeping together, you know what I mean? Day by day.
Yeah. Yeah, I've learned how you're doing and all. Been watching and wrestling, like to see on wrestling sometime.
Well, yeah, definitely keeping a guy for me. And if I'm in your area, you know, definitely, you know, come by, you know, check me out.
I sure will. I would definitely, if you're here, I will finally see you.
Be great. Yeah, it'd be great seeing you, too.
You have a good one.
Thank you so much. God bless. Take care.
God bless. Take care.
Whoa, we are getting the calls. Awesome. Our next call is 818. You're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, they don't feel like talking to us. Okay, then I'm going to, let's see, I'm going to go to April, I think April's on this Fispo now, let me see. Okay. Yep. April is here. Hey, April.
Hello. Hi. Good evening.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the show. It's been quite an interesting interview.
Thank you.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know a whole lot about wrestling, but I'm going to do my best. First question is, when did you start your career?
It was like the latter 80s, like, you know, ladies going to the 90s, basically. You know, I was wrestling collegiately at the time, you know, when I was starting, you know, my professional wrestling training. So it was like, you know, a double duty. So, you know, like when I first started, I couldn't put any weight on to save my life because, you know, doing all this insane cardio, you know, between collegiate wrestling and, you know, me training to be a pro.
Now, in high school or junior high, is that when you started getting interested in the wrestling area of athletics?
Well, I mean, it's been a lifelong passion of mine. So it's been since I was a little kid. So, I mean, I amateur wrestled through, you know, high school and then collegiately through there. And then freestyle Greco-Roman.
Now, did you, a lot of wrestlers, I know my cousin used to be a wrestler, did you play football or anything like that as well?
Yes, I sure did. Defensive tackle.
Oh, you played defensive tackle. What is defensive tackle? I must know. I'm curious.
Well, I was one of the line and protecting the quarterback, basically.
And so did you play wrestling in high school or college as well, or football or both, or what?
Well, football to high school, and then, you know, when I got to college, you know, I stuck with the wrestling, more or less.
And are you now, after your career was over, did you stay in the wrestling field as far as, like, coaching or anything like that?
Well, I help out with the kids who compete for, like, collegiate tournaments and so forth, and help them get, you know, train them to get them right, you know, every now and then. So, and I help out with some of the MMA people I know, too, because, you know, I got some MMA experience, you know, with Japanese company UWFI, which were competitors with Pride Fight in Japan.
Oh, wow. Did you go all over that country touring for your wrestling?
I sure did. You know, I went over the country. Did the USA freestyle Greco-Roman circuit, and I came one match shy of qualifying for the U.S. Olympic team.
Really?
And which I lost that match by 1 point because
I suffered
an injury when we slid out of the mat and my knee hit the gym floor. Right.
Wow.
And by the time you got an escape on, which is like it was a point system, right? So.
Right.
And by the time I was healed up, the season was over, obviously. But I mean.
Now, bringing back to your days in wrestling, did you use music as preparation, or how did you prepare yourself for a wrestling match or tournament? I'm not quite sure what you call it, but I presume.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I had the tunes going. I mean, my favorite song to listen to before bouts or matches was like Phil Collins "In the Air Tonight."
Oh, Phil Collins? Oh, I can relate to that.
I'm a huge Phil Collins Genesis fan from, like, way back. I mean, I had an uncle I was very close to growing up. He got paralyzed right before he passed, and, you know, we were, like, really good friends. Uh-huh. And he favored Phil Collins, right? So every time I hear a Phil Collins song or a Genesis song or what have you, I mean, or see his face, it reminds me a lot of my uncle.
Ask him if he's like Elton John.
Now, did you use the same song for every match, or did you use a variety of music, or was it strictly Phil Collins?
Oh, I mean, this is like for preparation, you know what I mean? You know, this wasn't ring music or anything like that. I've had a few, you know, like as far as ring music, you know, a few I had different ones through the years, you know, like I had some orchestra music with Gorgeous George the Third, and anywhere from there to Dirty Laundry by Don Henley to, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's just,
now, this is probably an inappropriate question, but what the hell. Something I used to watch as a kid, I do remember watching like Hulk Hogan and some of those matches, where some of them fits or, you know, asking as far as, you know, you already knew who was going to win, that kind of thing.
Well, the best way I can explain to you how our business is, it's like there's some aspects of it. I mean, none of it's fake, but by all means. I wish I could imagine like the pain that we go through. But I mean, some parts of it are controlled to an extent, but there's a lot of improv involved because it's such a high risk deal that we do. I mean.
Right.
You know, we're out there entertaining, but at the same time, I mean, it's very much a sport because we have to go do this thing night in and night out for like a whole 365 days a year, no off season. And it's like, you know, even though we come in with a game plan, you know, things happen and we can step wrong.
Right.
The ring ropes may break or something may happen with a canvas or. And we lose our balance, and so we're prepared to improv just in case. Or the guy or gal in the ring may panic. you know that's why we have officials as well, because the officials, the referees, they look out for us too. You know what I mean? So it's, I mean, they're just as important as we are in a match. So
anything can happen. Right. So of course, there's got to be a lot of acting involved in it. Did you enjoy doing any movies during your run in?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy movies even to this day very much. You know, it's great to tell, you know, a story. I mean, it's not as physical, you know, as the wrestling. Now, sometimes it could be physical, but, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, I've always enjoyed telling stories, whether it be wrestling, whether it be acting, you know. Because I like to write, too. I like to read, and I like to write as well. So, you know, just to create a story, to make something happen visually
for
people to enjoy. And that's, I mean, what's all about is for people to enjoy it, you know, just like the wrestling matches.
What type of writing do you do, if you don't mind my asking?
I write poetry, short stories. You know?
Really?
Awesome.
Really?
I do archery. Matter of fact, in WCW, I even played Moan Ring music through the piano. And Jimmy Hart and I were, you know, he helped me with the sheet music and everything. We were like the two that kind of knew a lot of more about music than a lot of other people in the company at the time.
Now, have you ever had anything published in regards to your writing?
A few short stories, the Reader's Digest and all that. Nothing novelish yet, you know what I mean? But I'm still working on that.
Well, that's wonderful. I think it's wonderful when you can have different forms of creativity, whether it's wrestling, music, acting. I think they're all generated through, you know, inspirational things, and I think that's wonderful. I myself love to write. I haven't had anything published yet except soap stuff, but I love the Reader's Digest. My father always had his Reader's Digest, I shouldn't say this, but in the toilet. So when there was nothing else to read, we would read the Reader's Digest.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. My parents
thing.
Back in the day. I know.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to know. I do remember one guy. Did you know Hector Macho Camacho?
I sure did. Matter of fact, I met him on the beach of Puerto Rico there in San Juan 1 year in he was jogging on the beach. I think he's training for a fight or something. And he was a really, really cool guy.
And did you ever wrestle anybody that you were friends with? And how was that? If it was a friend, did you ever compete against anybody you were close to?
All the time. I still do. wrestling, good or bad, we're just like this big dysfunctional family. It's like some of us are cool. Some of us you don't know you want to invite to our family get together, but you know some of us we don't. But like push comes to shove, we all respect each other and look out for one another. You know what I mean? So
right. So what was your again? I well, I shouldn't say it on air. I'm 47, so I was a teenager in the 80s. So, to be honest, my dad occasionally would watch it, and every now and then I would tune in. Would you describe yourself as a bad boy? Were you one that was dating all the chicks, or were you married, or what was your status at that time in your career?
Well, I had a passion for the business, and I kind of kept my mindset for that, you know what I mean? And, you know, there's some people that, you know, that partied a lot and all this. I really wasn't that much of a partier. You know, I'd go and have fun now and then, but, I mean, you know, there are people that are party a lot more than I did.
I looked at the 411. Did you date any Hollywood starlets during your career in the 80s?
Not it hasn't happened for me yet. I met quite a few good people. You know, I met Pam Anderson one time, and you know, Tommy Lee, Motley Crue when they were together. You know, Jenny McCarthy. I met Miles Lane, the judge, Miles Lane, you know, and Evander Holyfield. You know, I met quite a few, you know, actors and celebrities, you know, but, I mean, I haven't been lucky enough to date any of them, you know, as of yet, though.
So. Now, where is your career at this point, or what are you doing currently these days?
Well, I'm still wrestling. I'm still doing the acting. I'm reopening my wrestling school to start training up and coming stars again. I have a guy I trained. I mentioned earlier in the show down at NXT, Scott Dawson. He's getting ready to get primed up there for Raw and SmackDown. He's signed with WWE. You know, I'm doing public speaking. Help out with the kids, their program, Girls of America Network, and you know, and all that. So.
Well, are you located here in California, or where are you located?
I'm actually in North Carolina right now.
Okay.
But I travel all over. Matter of fact, I got family out that way, you know, and I was actually out that way not too long ago. So, you know, I'm hoping to return that to Cali, you know, see everybody again.
Well, that's great. Just a closing two questions. I know a lot of wrestlers. I watched enough to know they're rough, they're tough. I know that's probably a lot of it, like you said, it's acting persona. In real life, what are you like? Are you anything like the wrestling type, or how do you
yourself
first?
Far from my, you know, first glance, you know, I mean, I'm far from my wrestling character, you know, or persona. Which, you know, we hate to say, in the wrestling business, we hate to say characters because we like to say personas because, you know, we just like, you know, a good actor does to a part, you know, we live what we do, you know what I mean?
Of course.
And I'm very laid back outside of the wrestling and everything. I'm such a laid back, easygoing, you know, type person.
I do remember as a kid, and during those matches, I remember one thing, a lot of yelling and screaming and verbalization. So you think a lot of these guys are hotheads. You're nothing like that in real life?
Oh, no. Oh, far from it. Some of us are like big kids, you know. we're you know, just easy going, and, you know, we're human beings, too, you know. We go through good times and bad times like everybody else, so.
Right. Now, in my closing question, if you had one word to describe yourself, take two if you'd like, personally or professionally, what would one word be for each one of those categories?
Oh, one word?
One, take two if you'd like.
Well, one word that I would like to be through all what I do is be an inspiration, you know, to other people that want to pursue what they do and be seek happiness in their life, you know.
Right. And the other?
Dedication. Dedication. Never giving up.
Definitely. And I think I do have one more closing. At the end of the rainbow, you know, when you're getting ready to, you know, pack it in, shall we say, at the end of your life, what is it you'd like to be remembered for? You know, for what you stand for, who you are personally and professionally? What is the message you want to send for your life that says you were here? What would you like that to be?
A leader.
Definitely a great thing to be. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time, and I really enjoyed all of your interviews, and thank you, and I hope that you join us again.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless.
You too. Thank you very much.
Okay, April, I'm going to bring Brian on for a moment, and still, I just want to ask something before you go. I saw your comments about the basketball thing today on your Facebook thing about, you know, if you don't want to comment on this, it's fine. But what was the whole thing? I mean, I understand, you know, firing a, you know, guy for being a Christian, you know, was wrong to do in the NBA. But getting Sterling now when, you know, people have known about this guy for 20 years and they are finally waking up and doing something. And it's been, like, known around the NBA, but now they are finally doing something about it. Basketball is the one sport I can really talk about, and football. So when you said that on your Facebook, I'm like, okay, I'm going with the T-Boy and not me. So, yeah, what would you stand on that? I'm just curious.
Well, I'm glad the NWA, NBA, it's finally, you know, standing up to people that you know, doesn't belong, you know, the scumbags of the industry.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish more organizations would stand up to people that don't have the well-being of others in mind, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
With the coach being fired and everything, I got information later on. The guy actually wanted to be let go. He wasn't getting along with the faculty and stuff. It was much more than just a faith thing or his preference of religion, what his beliefs were. You know what I mean? So it wasn't really the NBA. It was just the general manager, you know, of the team. It wasn't really an NBA decision. So, you know, I found out more information later on. So it wasn't a Christian thing. It was more of a them not getting along and him wanting to kind of, I guess, retire, so.
Well, no, I mean, you brought on your Facebook, so it was like, you kind of told me to go for it. I mean, your Facebook said, ask him, you're going to regret it. So, you know, I went with my gut on that, so.
But yeah, it was much more to it than that. So you know, and as far as that other guy, I'm glad they got rid of him. I mean, he was a real jerk. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you know any basketball players or anything, but I think the league is finally doing something good about it and not closing their eyes for once and saying, oh, this didn't happen. Now, you know, it took time, but, you know, I just think it's, you know, a good thing that they got rid of him. So, but we would love to have you back when your movie comes out in the fall.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, right, Brian?
Yeah, so we would love to have you back on the show. And in your closing moments, if you would like to advertise anything or promote any events you got coming up for the fans, please go ahead and do that, you know, if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, definitely. May 31st, I'm going to be in Wilmington, North Carolina for UPWA Pro Wrestling at the National Guard Armory. Bell time is 7:30, I believe. And the first Saturday in June, I'm going to be defending my Trans-South Heavyweight Wrestling Championship at Union County Fairgrounds in Union, South Carolina for Trans-South Wrestling. And for more information on all those events and the movies and everything I got coming up, you can go to my official website at www.thestro.com. And to find out real quick, you can just Google me, put STRO, Stro in the Google search, and my site should be near the very top.
You're not talking to her, right?
No. Okay, and thank you very much, Dro, for being on the show.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
We'd love to
have
you back again in the future.
Thank you all so much, and God bless you guys.
Thank you.
You do.
God bless you, too.
Have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay,
well,
that was
interesting.
Yeah, that was. Brian, good job.
Excellent job, Brian.
Thank you.
You know,
it was very
and
good.
Brian, thank you for really taking the lead on that one. My voice was giving out. You saved me, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, I mean, that's what we do for each other on the show. We save each other's ass. Excuse my friends, but we do. Okay, I want to talk about the soaps for a while. Because if we don't get a little talk in the soaps, they are going to be seeing the show is, you know, a wrestling, you know, show. And, you know, people might leave us and never come back. I'm joking, but, you know.
Hey, Carly, want to ask a favor before we start the soap?
Yes.
Can I ask you a favor?
You can ask it. I might not. Okay. No, I'm. Go ahead.
When we do the movie review stuff, maybe for a couple of minutes, could I do a little promoing of talk about my new show coming next month at the end?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, well, let's get talking to soap.
Yeah, because if we don't. Yeah. Okay, people. This has been a crazy week in the soaps from what I've seen so far. And I haven't seen every one of the soaps, I will admit. But if you are a Nicholas and Britt fan, if you are a Victorian Sis fan, it was a happy birthday to one of my TV boyfriends in my head. Song called Tinlin, who played Dr. Sis Ben Rabel, is his birthday today. And happy birthday. And if you want to come on, come talk to me. Come on my show every night. That's fine.
Darling, how many men do you want, darling? How many?
Okay, fine. You make it seem like I'm a slut. Okay,
No. But we were pitching for the doctor last week, so let's just make a list, and we're going to pimp it out there. So who can we get on the show?
Okay, well,
Dr. Who?
Dr. Ben Rabel, you know, the one I told you to, you know, call. I would love to see Burton on here. I will want my buddy Christoph St. John back. With people need to watch the senior hope from last night. He was on there, and he was sexy as hell. I would not mind Brady from Days of Our Life.
Yeah.
I would not mind Easy. I would not mind Sunny from General Hospital. Luke. Rick from General Hospital. Pretty much any guy in daytime, but Zulian and Zulian.
I got to ask you a question. My co-host is sitting here. He wants to know what the hell you were doing on your knees. He's kidding you. He's teasing you. What were you doing on your knees? He wanted me to ask you. I had to tease you.
Okay. When your co-host calls in, him and I are going to go out for a while. That's fine by me.
Okay,
but no. Yeah, I mean, there's a list, and...
Yep. I still don't even know what
you're
doing on your knees.
If a guy came over... Well, if a guy came over right now, I don't know, maybe. That's all I'm going to say, little troublemaker.
Yes. And what about Maurice Bernard? We've got to forget about Maurice Bernard.
Yes, we have to.
Girl,
So what did you guys like from this week on Subsun you guys have seen so far?
I can't believe Nick is dead.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking.
Nick is dead. Nick is dead. Nick is dead. It was a wonderful week.
Well,
Nick is dead. I've seen
part of. I have to admit, I did see part of Days of Our Lives today.
You did?
And
oh my God!
Yeah,
that was
I saw part of it where Sammy was on there, and they were looking at her and about. Killing Nick or whatever, and she said, well, I didn't do it. I don't know why y'all are accusing me. But, you know, to be honest with you, I got to be honest. I mean, I like Young and the Restless, but today, Days of Our Lives, from the part I've seen of it, was actually more exciting than Young and the Restless. Past 2 days, Young and the Restless has had a few exciting scenes, but not really. I mean, it's been boring. And
I love Lionel because, like, half of my boyfriends are on that. Like, oh, yeah, Peele Boogman. If I could get Peele Boogman on the show, I would die happy. But I won't want to die the next day.
That's Jack Abbott, isn't it?
Very good,
Jack Abbott,
Brian.
Peter Berman.
Oh,
yeah.
Brian, if you hear me being sarcastic, it's because I took allergy medicine, so I kind of drugged myself up tonight. I took some allergy medicine, and then I took a painkiller. Uh-oh.
Yeah, she has a cold. Now, wait a minute. You took a painkiller and allergy medicine together? That's not good.
Oh,
you take it together.
Don't drink any wine, or we're going to be seeing how dry I am.
I took a couple of hours apart, you know, with the state.
Okay, we're rousing you.
My mom is the nurse, and she told me if you didn't get all of one.
You have a nurse.
Yeah, my mommy is a nurse, which is a good thing because, you know. In this album, Sophia and Galt says they love the scene with Julian and Alexis and Lily and Devon funny about Neil. I haven't seen that, but I do like Hillary.
Oh, yeah,
and
I saw that. I saw that with Devon and Neil and the other lady.
Yeah.
I saw that, and that wasn't good. I mean, it was good,
shit.
But I mean, it wasn't good because Devon about to snap. Devon's about to get mad. Dr. Neil was with his girlfriend or whatever. I mean, so he's not very happy about that.
Yeah. You guys, do you know anyone that is 7? Did you guys know any early codes that would want to come on 6, 7, 8 or 3, 2, 3?
Yeah. There's a 6, 7, 8 that wanted to come on.
Whoops. Hey, you on the air with us? Okay,
hello.
And 3, 2, 3, you on the air with us?
Are they on?
Okay. No, that's 3, 2, 3. That's 3, 2, 3, one eyeball on, too.
6, 7, 8, you're on there?
Yes, I'm on there.
Oh, okay.
Is that Mandy? Is that Mandy? Mandy, your boyfriend did a great interview. Your boyfriend saved my butt tonight, so, you know, like, take him out for a nice dinner this weekend, just for that.
He did really good.
Wonderful.
He did really good.
Brian, I'm very impressed with your promotional show. And I hate to say this on air, but Carly and me are doing double, you know, stacking our shows. We're going to be doing our end of the night. A lot of sports people from all areas, football, basketball, baseball. And I'm going to send you a list. Are you interested in trying to go after sports people as well?
Yes, I am.
I can get some. I mean, depends on who, I mean, when it comes to the wrestling, I can get some people.
That's great.
I want my Seahawks on here,
damn it.
You like the Seahawks, Carly?
I'm playing football.
I live the home of the Seahawks. I won with Sisterman on here, damn it, like yesterday. She is my friend. But with Sisterman, Wilson, after, you know, when you're the home of the Super Bowl champions, we finally won, you know.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing about football. Hines Ward actually graduated from the school I went to.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh, cool.
I don't know if y'all know who Hines Ward is.
Mm-hmm. No, but I can lie. I'm good at that. No, I'm kidding.
I'm trying to think what team he played for. I can't even remember what team he played for.
Oh, and tonight, remember, people, you're supposed to watch the two-hour thing of the Barbara Walters thingy. If people want to watch that, I'm TiVoing this to see.
When is it?
You know, The View.
When is it?
What's one?
When is it, Carly?
You know, Barbara Walters special, you know.
Okay.
There's a lot of things they showed up, Barbara Walters.
I can't believe she's going off the air. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I can't either.
It's like a dynasty ending, you know?
April, it's on in an hour if you want to TiVo it or whatever.
Okay, dang.
Because we are both on.
I hear a siren.
On the West Coast.
I hear a siren.
I want to hear.
Where's Cecilia tonight? I just downloaded. Where's Cecilia?
See, well, it was her best friend's birthday, so
okay.
I was a very good co-host, and I.
Yes.
I was a very.
Well,
good. We better start talking soaps before I get in more trouble. So, what do you have you, like, besides Lionel and Dave, what did you guys think about the ending of the new Super Bowl? That made me cry.
It made me cry. It was emotionally, it was just wonderful. It was, you know, it was a sadness, but it was also, it was wonderfully done, I thought. It really touched my heart. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I know.
I think it was good. They had a lot of good acts this year.
Yes, they did.
I think it's kind of good. You know, I know that the Nurses Ball is for the AIDS and stuff and AIDS awareness, and that's great.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of good that they didn't this year bring Robin into the picture, since Robin did leave, you know, to go out of town or whatever, and left Patrick and Emma. I think it's also good that they used Emma and Spencer and Cameron, because I'll tell you what, they were hilarious.
No,
and then when Epiphany killed the dummy, that was hilarious.
Yeah, I agree with that, but they should use Spencer and Emma. Forget Cameron. I'm on Team Spencer, damn it.
Why did you bring Robin on his birthday? She's in, she's out, she's dead, she's kidnapped.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what is the point of all this?
To make us go crazy.
I was a big, back in the day, a big Robin and Patrick fan, but it's like she stays so briefly, it's hard to get emotionally attached to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
don't kill me, you guys, because I know everyone has their own couples and loves and whatever.
Right.
But
sure.
I do like Sabrina and Patrick, because...
They have their own, yes. I saw the potential there.
Okay.
You know, I do, because they are really good, and,
I think they go good together. I don't like the whole thing with Carlos, though, covering up for Ava. I mean, being threatened. I mean, Carlos needs to step up and be a man.
Well, I want Carlos to die, so, you know.
Why?
Because he needs to be killed.
What did Carlos do?
He has fucked with Sonny. Excuse my language. Anyone goes against my boy is dead to me. Dead. Right, April? Dead.
Right, I agree 100%.
Okay. Okay, wait a minute. I got a question for you. You say that anybody that's against Sonny is dead. Okay, well, what if you don't know who that person is that's against Sonny, like the imposter Luke? I mean, nobody knows who it is. For all we know,
true.
It could be
a
little cast
of that. I have a feeling who it is. I have so many feelings on this. And come on, I don't believe it's Bill Echo. No, I don't. I believe we will see a mask.
I don't believe it's Jerry Jacks, and I'll tell you why. Because
no,
at the end of the day show, he went after Alexis. Jerry Jacks would not try to kill Alexis because
he loves Alexis.
He loves Sam, and he loves Danny. Because when the town was poisoned, he protected them. So
right.
It would not be Jerry Jacks. So he'd have to load up.
Okay. I am not saying it's Jerry Jacks, if you let me finish my little crazy thought, Brian. I am not saying it's Jerry. I'm just saying it could be anyone right now. It could be,
it could even be Helena Casabat.
Okay, that would be sad.
I don't think you would kiss Tracy and marry her, but anyway.
It wouldn't be you. It definitely can't be Helena Cassidy, because it wouldn't kill her.
I like to say that I think Helena Cassidy is an incredible actress. She's one you love to hate. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Constance Powers is awesome.
But I am not buying that as Bill Eckhart anymore. I'm sorry. I will not buy
I agree
that
with you
as, you know,
yeah,
thank
I agree
you.
With you, too. I don't even remember Bill Eckhart, but I know he's a twin or something. But
April, you
yep.
get a gold star tonight for agreeing with me. So,
okay.
No, because I was watching during the Bill Echo thing. And, you
right.
know, whoever is after EOQ, because Luke could never give a damn about EOQ. Okay.
You know, why does he keep killing off EJ? Why does he keep, I'm not EJ, hello. I mean, AJ. I'm sorry, my mind's always on EJ, I mean, you know that. Sorry,
I know.
My dad. But why do they keep killing off AJ? Poor Monica has no freaking children left. I mean, first of all, Emily's gone. Then, you know, Jason's gone.
Jason.
AJ was dead forever. Alan's gone. Grandpa's gone. I mean, what is this shit? The woman has nobody. I mean, why do they keep killing off AJ?
Because they're stupid.
Why?
Somebody said because they're stupid. Who said that?
That's my co-host in the background who keeps muttering. I told you guys. My
Kill your co-host.
You might want to take a couple shots before I bring him on. You want me to bring him on to join us?
Of course. Okay, bring
him on, Tony. All right, but let me set you up. Tony is an old veteran from the days. He doesn't get Facebook, Twitter. He has a phone that I had in 1993, but he does watch the soap. He loves sports and all of that, but every other word is F this, F that. I'm trying to control him. But I...
Oh, my goodness.
Mike will bring him on. I'm going to introduce you.
Oh, I love
you.
Him.
Good one.
I love him already.
Now, remember I warned you. All right. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
This is Carly and Brian. I am sorry. My apologies.
Hey, how
you
guys doing?
Hello. How you doing, Tony?
All right. I'm doing really good. How you guys doing?
Very good. And this is Mandy.
Good.
You get to know that, Mandy?
Yes, I'm still
here. Oh, yeah, I heard that.
That was really right on. You know, Tony, I could probably fall in love with you because of that word right there. I love that word, so you won't be offended.
Why were you on your knees?
I'm
still trying to figure out why you were on your knees.
Ah, Tony.
Okay, all right. We'll pass that.
Wait, are you guys in the same room? Because
I'm
going
to get a little further. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
You
know what?
No.
April?
Tony, you're still in trouble by me.
April's been really telling me how great your show's been going and how she's been helping you and everything's been really going well for you guys. But you know what? I was listening today, what you guys are doing. You guys are really doing a great job.
Oh,
you know?
Thank you.
I mean, that's the only thing I can say, you know. Other
than
that,
thank you. You know how you kind of talk like Tony?
Okay.
You kind of talk like Krista St. John from Young and Restless.
Oh, my God, he does.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Yeah, I listened to that.
Yeah, you kind of talk like him.
Okay.
But, you know, you guys
Tony?
You should have asked him a lot of other questions.
I need to yell at Tony for a minute. Brian, let me do this. How could you let April at the movies? How could you have walked out? I mean, I understand walking out of the movie, but leaving my little sidekick that has been great to me for the last year
or
two?
Oh, the Spider-Man movie. Oh, my God. That disappointed me.
Okay, but if you ever leave April to go alone in a movie without you, you are dead. You are dead. You are dead. I will send Sunny out to
you. I love you.
How funny. Honey, if I ever leave April, you'll be the first one I...
I love April. April is my girl, so if you do anything to her, I will kill you. And all I will just have Sunny, you know, bring back Jason and kill you, and the day is done. So you have been moaned, but we want to hear about this movie so bad. So
well,
go
for it. Let's keep talking soap first.
Right now, I think Days of a Life is the best soap out there right now. That's my opinion.
I disagree. I think General Hospital is the best.
No.
They should have gotten rid of her a long time ago. What are you talking about?
Okay.
They just solved the issue.
Okay. The co-host, came in. Hi.
Hi, I only got a minute. She ran up and got rented some movies, so I'm here for a minute, so I decided to come in and say hi to everybody.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Hey. Hi. I'm the other co-host, and I have plans tonight, so, yeah, busy, busy girl, that's me. But she ran up to get some Red Boxes, so some Red Box movies, so I was like, let me call in real quick.
Well,
well
hi, I'm glad you did.
Hear you very well.
Do what?
I
so
can
what
hear
are you guys talking
can
about? Do you not hear me?
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, and A15, you on the O2. Seth, I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Tony, tell us about the movie.
How long were you?
Talking to your phone.
Okay, the movie?
I hate it really bad.
It disappointed me really bad because I'm a Spidey. And I've been following Spider-Man ever since when I was young.
How many years you married? He's on now.
Hello?
Awesome.
On.
So,
okay.
Well, why did you walk out?
The three Spider-Man movies before this one was really great. And this one, it was a three-hour movie, and they just, I don't know what Warner Brothers did. It was boring.
They got rid of Toby
McGuire. There were three kids in the movie. That was really disappointing. And Spider-Man is supposed to be for the kids.
Yeah.
And it was really bad. And so I was really disappointed.
It was a good match.
Well, you know, on one point, you know, Tony's got that I have to agree with on another movie is The Lone Ranger. You know, when Johnny Depp made that movie, The Lone Ranger is not, it was not like the old Lone Ranger.
Of course. Of course.
You know, it wasn't like the original Lone Ranger.
Of course. So if you,
they did stuff in that movie that didn't happen. I mean,
what about the Green Hornet with Bruce Lee? Look what they did with him. Huh? They ended the Green Hornet in three episodes.
Well, I haven't seen that movie, so I can't comment on that one.
You know? I mean, so if we're going to talk about movies, it's unbelievable what they're doing. I mean, all the special effects and everything else. I mean, all the Spider-Man movies were really great special effects. This movie was so boring. It was so upsetting. I walked out.
Yeah, I know. I thought he went to the bathroom.
And
you again? He walked out. Not a word. I have to give him, he's a fan. But I never in my life, I have gone to two movies in a year, him and me and another friend went. And I thought he went to get popcorn or whatever. And he left. I'll never forget it. I was traumatized.
So he didn't even tell you he was leaving?
No. No.
No, he didn't even tell her.
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but you know what? The next day, I must say, I asked him, why did you leave? And he looked at me like a child and said, it just wasn't a good Spider-Man movie. And, I mean, he meant that. I know that's not an excuse for his horrible behavior, but he was a fan. He was a disappointed fan. And usually, I'm a positive reviewer. I try and like these. But honestly, this movie sucked. It was boring. And we waited 2 months to see it. And, you know, it came out, and it was boring. And he was just disappointed. He followed Spider-Man as a child, the comic books, the shows. And I have to admit, you know, not that I'm excusing being dumped in a movie, but, hey, you know, as a fan, I wouldn't recommend this to anybody.
Because
he's Pappy Tony. What can I say?
You're supposed to forewarn the girl, be like, hey, I'm leaving the movie theater.
Yeah.
Find your own ride home.
Yeah, I know.
But
yeah.
You know what's really funny is that I'm not cussing yet.
I know. What's up with that?
I'm being really good.
Yeah,
well, you know,
I like
the back noise. There's back noise coming.
Yeah.
Stay away from me. Okay, is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did anybody else see Spider-Man?
No.
No, the only one I see was a Lone Ranger, and that's all I can comment on. Right
okay.
Now.
Well, you know what? The Lone Ranger was pretty good.
The last time I saw a Spider-Man movie.
The Lone Ranger was pretty good.
Time I saw a Spider-Man movie was the first one. As in, like, Tobey Maguire, first Spider-Man. I haven't seen one ever since.
Yeah.
Iron Man
was better than Spider-Man.
I haven't even seen Iron Man, either of them, all three of them. I haven't seen any of them.
Well,
I'm not.
Those
aren't my kind of movies.
I've seen Iron Man movies. I've seen
original
Spider-Man movie.
I like Superman, the new Superman that came out a couple months ago. Did you guys see that?
I haven't seen
those. I haven't seen that. I've seen the Avengers. That was a good movie. I like that.
Yeah, that was
good. You know, they made Spider-Man Jamie Foxx look really bad.
But
Jamie Foxx really bad.
I mean,
you have to understand. This girl right here has a 7-year-old. So if it's not like Frozen or any of those kids' movies, I don't see movies. So, yeah. It's like, what?
Well, I have an idea. I think we should all go see one movie a month.
And by the way, Frozen is
it.
A really good kids movie. Like, if I have to watch a movie, like, 500 times a day, I'd rather watch Frozen because it is really
good. Okay,
cute.
That's enough
it's
with
really
Spider-Man because it sucked. Big time.
Okay. Well,
and
my big deal with the Lone Ranger was that Tonto was not like he was in the original Lone Ranger. Tonto didn't walk around with paint all over his face and all that stuff. And that's ridiculous. Think about
it. Well, that's all the Lone Ranger movie is.
I mean, it wasn't like the original Lone Ranger. It's like some kind of ripoff that's going to do. Put paint all over Tonto's face and
well,
have him walk around.
Well, that's how movies are when they go from,
it's all originals.
Oh, I know. I mean, they did the same thing with the A-Team.
A lot of movies, when they go from books to movies, like, they leave out, like, half of the freaking thing and pisses me off. It's like,
yeah, they did it with the Dukes of Hazzard,
especially if I read
the
book,
A-Team. I mean.
Oh,
He starts laughing. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm a Spidey, so you know what? If a Spidey.
And that's a Spidey man. Have you seen any other movies? Tell him about Nonstop. You guys see Nonstop? I think it's the third you saw Nonstop, right?
I'm going to get off the phone.
Why?
Oh, no, he was talking to somebody else.
Oh.
Do you guys like Nonstop?
I can't say that I've seen Nonstop.
He's the same guy.
Oh, A1A, you are back on air.
I've seen Nonstop. I just watched that one, actually.
Hello,
it's A1A. It's a movie.
Hello. Okay, cool.
Well, you know what's really funny is I like Spider-Man. I like Batman. You know what? I come from the old school, and everything was great, you know, back in the old days, you know? But everything is so special effects now. The other two Spider-Man movies were fucking great because they were... No, sorry, my bad. Shouldn't be cussing. But anyway, I'll say it again.
It happens, Karen. We're good.
All right.
We will live.
All right. But, you know, the other two Spider-Mans were great. And then they get this guy that is a joke. I mean, come on now. What Warner Brothers doing? What are you doing? Are you're just picking these clowns out of a fucking box or something or what? You know?
I thought that this one happened wasn't that good of a movie. That this new Spider-Man
movie. No,
it was really bad.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it. I just heard that.
Well, then you need to go watch a 3-hour sucking movie.
And then make
a review yourself, because I guarantee you, if you sit there in a movie theater for 3 hours, you're going to be really disappointed.
You call it a lot of money nowadays.
That's too long of a movie for me anyway.
Me too.
Me too.
You should see. No, seriously. I went to see like the first Star Wars, like the episode 1 or whatever, and I literally fell asleep. Like, I went with a friend and I fell asleep. Okay, it was like midnight. It was past my bedtime. I was tired. Anyways, and it's like, oh my God. And it's
I'm not really a Star Wars
like,
fan.
Those shows are not,
you know what?
Those movies aren't my movies. Anyway, so.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been really nice talking to you, but I got to go.
All right.
Why?
Love your show. Have a good luck.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Valerie went dead. I'm sorry. I'm still here.
Good.
His battery went dead, so he wanted to say goodbye before his battery went dead.
No, that's okay. I won't kill him, but if he ever lives doing a movie, he's dead.
Yes, he
is. I like saying dead,
no,
dead, dead.
No, his battery was beeping, and he didn't want to be cut off or cut anybody off, so he overcharged it later. But I'm sorry about him going on about Spider-Man. He was a little traumatized by it. But moving on, Nonstop was a good movie. I think you saw that, Cecilia, huh?
Yeah, I did. I went to go see it. That's like one of the few. And then she's going to go get, let's see, what were we going to get? Delivery Man, the one with, what's his face? Vince Vaughn, where he goes and meets all the people. That one, Labor Day. With Kate Winslet and what's his face, where he kidnaps her and her son, and then they like fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one? Crap.
The other one.
A counselor with
Brad
Pitt and all
that
one. That.
I've been wanting
okay,
to
well,
see
I'm,
that.
I'm. Well, we're watching them tonight, and next Friday I will have reviews for all three of them for you guys.
Sounds good.
So. You know, oh, by the way, my partner in crime, I do miss you when you're not on for the
We all miss you
the season.
Did you have fun?
We didn't go out. Some things came up, and my mom had to leave. My babysitter had to leave. So we're just drinking wine and watching movies. Well, she's
How many glasses of wine have you had?
Only one. It's just very surprising.
Oh,
one right now.
Have another drink.
I have like three drinks for me.
this for me?
Okay.
You know,
oh,
because
yeah.
you're all my BFF. Everyone knows that. That's not a secret. And besides, I think I'm getting sick. So I think you need to, you know, get drunk for me. Yeah. Get totally drunk.
We need to get gum.
No, we need to get drunk. All of us.
Drunk.
Like, yeah. Oh, my God. You know what? That's what we should do on an episode. We should all have a glass of wine or two and three. And
I don't drink. I'm sorry. I'll eat a donut.
I don't drink.
I don't drink very much. Like,
I drink very rare.
Because hangovers and kids don't get along. And even if I don't have my son for the night, I still have to deal with him the next day. So, I learned that very fast. Hangovers and kids don't get along.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I have a cousin, and, when we see each other, yeah, we have fun, you know, doing that, and then I'm unconscious for the night, so it's a very good way to, you know, go to sleep. I will say that. Brian, we are not ending the show yet, but what did you want to say before we do end the show?
Oh, I was just saying, I think we should do this as a team, in tribute to Barbara Walters. She did leave The View today. I think at the closing of the show, we should all say, let's take a little time to enjoy The View.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I still can't believe she's actually leaving, and I still think that she will come back in some capacity.
You okay, baby?
Maybe she'll do specials, but you know, it seems like with Jay Leno retiring from the Tonight Show, David Letterman leaving at the end of the year, it's like
and
I grew up
Craig
with that.
Craig Ferguson leaving.
I'm depressed.
I mean,
you know, I feel like I'm getting
older.
I mean, I remember watching Jay from the beginning, David Letterman, my
yeah,
early 20s,
and
it's like, sad.
I took a really hard...
O'Brien's sticking around, I mean.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I took
but
a
Craig
really...
But Craig Ferguson's leaving.
I took a really hard when we just left. Sorry, I loved Reed this. You know, I grew up watching him every morning. I loved him when he was with Kathy Lee. I loved him with Kelly. So, you know,
what about Dr. Phil?
Well, I'm afraid if I do watch Dr. Phil, but I'm afraid if Dr. Phil ever came out on the show, he would tell me I'm a crazy lunatic. So, yeah.
I haven't called any of his agents or anything, so don't worry about ever getting him on here.
You probably
know
about Kelly and Michael. They don't show it in Memphis no more. It's very sad. They put some stupid local...
I do watch Rachel Ray. In hopes I become a good cook. That is why I'm not.
You're a good cook. Come on.
No, honestly, I'm not joking. I'm a disaster in the kitchen. I can make it, but then I walk away, and I'm like, was something on the stove? And then I just order takeout because of the spoon. So, you know, really.
I get distracted easily.
My bad.
I'm a good cook, but I'm not really good. My kids would beg everybody else to cook for me. So.
Well, I mean, you know, I think it just skipped a generation with our family because my grandma's really good and my mom's, you know, good. But then, you know, me, it just skipped.
Right.
But my brothers and my dad are excellent. So I got a question for everyone. Okay. Well, this is really for April, but I don't want to leave anyone out because I'm very, okay. very nice that way. Okay, so April, I think you're going to have to owe me, like, money because I really think Nick is going to be a gone. I mean,
I beg to differ. Let me tell you why. Well, you can go get.
Okay.
Number one, I'm going to take that bet of $1,000, and it's going to be a year from today because, listen, James Scott is leaving in a year, at less than a year. He'll be off the air by October. They need devious, evil people. Nick's character is that. Stefano is a, shut up, Tony. You want to be on air, you went off. That's my turn. Be quiet. Sorry about that. My bad. We got to teach this guy how to be a co-host and listen. We'll work on him. Let's make that idea. But moving on, they need more evil people. So how many times does Stefano come back, Roman's come back, Nick will be back.
I know.
Nick will be back. He'll be back in 6 months. Get that.
Have you heard
a formal statement that Blake Barris is going somewhere else? Is he going to a movie? I don't think so. I mean, it's my opinion. Not that to be honest with you, I hated Nick in the beginning. I thought he was boring.
I hated Nick. I did not cry.
But now I love the acting of Blake Barris is excellent. He's the character
you
love.
Well, I know, but I did not cry. I did not cry one tear over Nick, even though he was trying to be.
I'm glad he's dead.
Even though he was trying to be a better person, blah, blah, blah.
Nah, I don't believe that. He just wanted to get back with Gabby. And I don't know what the hell the big thing is about Gabby. I can't stand her, to be honest with you. Her character she's a good actress, but she's boring. And dumb as a rock.
We call her Stabby.
Yeah, but regardless,
I know I'm going to probably get hate mail for this when I say this, but I don't care anymore. There comes a point when you don't care. I want the new wheel back. The old wheel.
I agree.
If Sandler was playing this by now, oh, my God. And for wheel to tell Sonny, you need to put the gun back. No, wheel, he needs to go finish the job. I mean, come on. Because we heard the silencer. We did not hear bang, bang like we will hear on General Hospital. We heard the silencer. Now, they put that about Sonny, okay? And come on, if it was Sonny, Victor would get him off. Victor will call him favors. Let's be honest. Victor loves him.
Same as Will. He's well connected. But
everyone in that town has a motive.
Who knows? But in regards to Chandler Massey was an incredible actor.
Yeah.
But also, in all fairness, it takes time when you're coming into big shoes like that. As a reviewer, it takes time to develop the character. I mean, this guy's been on for 3 months. He's got to make it his own. When I first saw Chandler Massey 6 years ago, I thought he was the worst actor ever. But it was because the writers were writing the material. He was more boring Will. I thought the first Will with the brown, curly, ugly hair, he was ugly to be Sammy's child. I thought he was ugly. Then, thank God, when they brought Chandler Massey on, they finally brought a blonde-haired kid. But once they started writing him with EJ and developing him, his acting potential really came out. But we all love Chandler. That's why he was nominated 3 years in a row. But in all fairness, we've got to give the new Will time to develop and make the character his own. You're a GH fan, Carly. How many Carlys did we go through? I remember Tamara Braun. When I first saw her, I couldn't buy her as Carly. No way. But then after a few months, she developed it. She brought a vulnerable side to Carly. She made it her own, as Laura Wright has done with Carly. And number three, I didn't like her, but she was, she was kind of thrown in there.
I don't think anybody liked her.
She was there a short time. I'm sure she did the best she could. But I'm hoping we've got really nice
Carly
choice.
Very well. She played Carly very well.
Yeah,
who was the one lady that played Carly? Not Tamara Braun.
Sarah Brown was the original.
Not Sarah Brown, but there was another lady. Yeah,
Don't get me wrong. And I don't want people to hate me, but Lola White's my favorite Carly. To me.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. She does do a good job.
Walt White is my favorite. Also, Sarah Brown. I also like Tamara Brown. I thought they all did.
No,
very
yeah.
good.
But that other lady, she didn't do good at all. I don't know who she was.
Walt White.
Jennifer Branford.
Yeah,
whatever.
Jennifer Branford. Yeah, whatever she said.
Now, Carly, I'm with you on one thing. I want Sonny and Carly to get that together someday, somehow, somewhere.
You know, April, the more time you co-host with me, the more time I fall in love with you because I agree.
You know, don't get me wrong, I'm with Cecilia. I like Jason and Carly. Their chemistry, their friendship, their loyalty, I miss that. That could be another pairing I could get. But... And also, I was liking Todd and Carly, but then they killed him off, and now he's back as a bozo.
Yeah.
I hate him as a later seeing who she's seeing now. I can't stand that. But I have my heart apart before I die. I would love Sonny and Carly to have a reunion more than just sex. I know how every couple of years they end back in bed. I mean, a love affair where they fall in love with each other again. They're a family. I like that.
Do y'all think one of the Cassadines could be Luke? You know, like Faison? I mean, not Faison.
No, okay.
What's
okay,
his name?
Brian. I'm not yelling Cassadines. At you. Brian, I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying, okay, whoever this jackass is who's fucking with my Luke, all I'm saying is someone that is interested in the ELQ. Because April backed me up. I was thinking Stay Bros or Stay Fun.
Remember Patch from Days of Our Lives?
Okay. Can I finish what I was saying, Brian, please?
Go ahead.
Goes back me up. April, Cecily, back me up with this. Okay. The real Luke would never, he could not ever give a damn about ELQ, right?
Well, he's greedy. He might like the money,
agree.
Though. He likes Tracy's money, so there could be something there.
But he would not even kill.
But he wouldn't hit on no women, though.
Yeah, but he also had a soft spot for Michael. Michael is his nephew. A great nephew.
True.
I mean,
I have to agree with you on that, Carly, I think. He's been poor, he's been rich, he's a hustler. I don't think he really gives a shit about the money.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, I just think whoever is, and I'm sorry, if they really, and Brian, excuse my friends, but if they want to fuck with the Luke and Sonny friendship, I'm sorry, that is not acceptable. Sonny and Luke have been nailed for each other when the chips are down.
For 25 years, yep.
Yes,
that's true.
When everything is going right along, they are family. They have a grandson in common now. Why fuck with that? Excuse me, I'm angry.
Carly, are you becoming the F word like Tony? Oh my, we'll have to call you Tacky Carly.
Okay, I'm sorry, Brian, but you know, is this? I know you don't like swearing, but Brian, General Hospital has made me want to swear lately.
I hear you. No, I agree. The bond between Luke and Sonny has gone on for 22 years, and it just, they've had their moments, they've had their time. Even when they disagree, they agree to disagree, and they got each other's back.
So
Wait a minute. I just thought of somebody that's not been mentioned in a long time. What if it's that Manny guy? Remember Manny? Manny Louise?
Yeah.
The Mexican dude? He was after women and stuff. He was crazy.
Yeah, and he was also, he did not like Luke and Sonny.
Right. Yeah. So
okay,
what if it's him?
My thing is whoever doesn't like Luke and Sonny. Is this not Sonny? They are after Luke for some reason, too. My opinion, kidding. Also, you know, I mean, I wish they would hurry up the storyline. Like, I swore, like, on days, you know, April when my baby Swiss, you know, happened years ago.
Right.
I thought it was never going to end. Can this storyline end, please? And let's find out who the heck it is, because It's making me wake up at night and write names down who I think it is. Okay, this needs to end. It is not, you know, it's not good for my sleep.
Well, I can be honest with you. When they had the Metro Court thing, when Jerry Jacks came in, I would dream about that at night, and I could not wait till the next day to see what was going to happen, to see what he's going to do.
Oh,
I would have nightmares.
Oh. Did Cecily say Cecily say goodbye? She hung up. Did she say she have to go?
No, she didn't say bye or nothing.
Oh, well, maybe her phone got disconnected, you know?
I got to ask a question.
That's what happened on Wednesday with mine.
Who said that?
Yeah, ask away, April.
So be honest, because he's gone. What did you think of Tacky Tony?
I loved him.
You loved him?
I loved him. Yes.
We're going to teach him to listen. He's got a little excitable because he's new to the radio business. But did you think, well, I think he is very passionate. But, again, he's a pain in the ass. But we can teach him to be a co-host. What do you guys think? He's got potential?
Yeah, we need to ask Sylvia, but I'm okay with. What about you, Brian?
No, I don't know. I'm sure. I mean, as a co-host in general, he might come on once in a while. But, I mean, do you think he's got potential to join the radio land, or what do you think?
Yes.
I think he's got potential. I mean,
you might just have to wait him in a couple of times, but
right.
People, you know, but I think he's very funny.
Oh, and he's a little shy, too, so.
You know, but I think shyness helps people. Oh, and you guys, we need to get more people in the chat room. The chat room is dead. It's like,
I've never even seen the chat room. Where's the chat room at?
Brian, hello.
We do have a chat room.
I'm just kidding you, Brian. I think you're wonderful. I have to tease you. I think you're...
honestly, where's the chat room?
Oh, April, I found out the thing you were telling me the other night, how to,
thing. Yeah, give a direct link to the show. Because
yes.
That way, people, it makes it more convenient.
I figured it out. I didn't know that either. No, I figured it out.
Oh, good, yeah. And so that makes it easier because, you know, I had a guest on my show that almost didn't want to go on because a lot of people, they like fast. And if you have to go to one link, to another link, to another link, people don't want to hear it. And, you know, I never knew that either until my guest told me. And she was mad she had a book coming out. And she wasn't mad, but she was like, hey, you know, obviously I'm coming on the show to promote my book. You want to get as many people listening and downloads as possible. So if you do that direct link, people don't have to type in. It goes the way we were doing it. I used to do that too. It'll go to the blog talk, then they have to punch in the name, and that's time consuming.
Exactly. So yeah, I always is a thing on the Swiss board, and you say promote.
Right.
And it says post to your network,
right.
Twitter, Facebook, blog talk. That's all.
Right.
It's so easy.
Right.
So
and
I
much
just
easier.
Want to.
So you got no Facebook now?
That increased
now?
My views by about 25%.
Yeah, and I was so, when I figured out tonight, I almost, you know, I wanted to tell you, but then, you know, the show came on, so I'm like, I got to tell April I figured it out. So.
Well, I'm glad, you know.
So,
it makes it more
so
convenient
it.
For our followers. You know, that way it makes
it
easier for us,
right
too.
Now?
What?
Is the link on Facebook?
Yeah, I put on my Facebook page, on my Twitter page.
Okay. I'll share
it
so the show can share it, too.
Let me explain what it does. And I did this too on my other show. Instead of the link that we were doing was going to the main blog talk frame, and this link would directly go to Carly's page.
Yeah, and I didn't know that.
Okay, that's what I was telling everybody to do, to go to the blog talk
and type.
And it will increase the download.
Yeah, and I never knew that, and April was so nice to explain it, and not say, oh, you were stupid, you know, she didn't say, oh, you were stupid for not knowing, because she didn't know.
I did my show 3 months before I knew it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know. And if you think about it, when you're in your car and you want to hear our show, you just want to push one link. You don't want to be driving, have to punch in Blog Talk.
Oh,
punch,
yeah.
You have to write in the name. This way it goes directly. And really, with my show, it increased my viewers by, my downloads by about 25%. So, anyway, just something to make it easier, and it made it easier for me, too.
Yeah, I am. So, what are you guys doing?
Confusing. There's so much to this link and that link. It's confusing.
Exactly.
Have you heard any news back from any of your people, Carla?
Well, we have one guest coming on June 13th. What?
You tell. Who is it?
I told you about it, I think.
Oh.
No,
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Okay. Budding?
Rebecca.
No,
Hirsch.
Rebecca. No, Rebecca, oh, gosh, Stabs. You know,
okay.
Yes, she's coming
Rebecca
on.
Rebecca Stabs.
And next,
who's that?
Oh, said Brian.
My character name, Rebecca Stabs.
No, she was on Post Solos back
right.
in the day. She played, I think, Addison's mom. You know, Ian Hussey, I went to school with Ian Hussey, so I know, you know. And then next week, we have Jade Hollow, who just finished, who wrapped up on Days of a Life as Lucas's girlfriend before Kate
awesome.
Fucked it up.
I'm going to have to do a lot of research on that one, because I don't love that Days of a Life.
Oh, well.
You guys Google Hangout?
Yes,
sometimes. I don't have a Google Hangout, but I mean, I Google.
Well, or through Facebook, maybe we can do FaceTime. This is just a suggestion, but maybe once a week we could all talk and, you know, put our ideas together and, you know, kind of see what we want to do and everything.
Yeah,
and that way, you know.
Oh, you know, we could,
FaceTime
I mean, not FaceTime, but we could do three-way or four-way.
Right,
and
sure.
I'm not talking about the sex people. I'm talking about on the phone, so.
Yeah.
Mine does a go, you know.
I said that
to someone.
I think you and Tony are going to get along better than I thought, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. I like him, so, you know. But, I mean, if you always
Tony's one you love to hate. Women will like him and women will hate him.
So next Wednesday, we got somebody at Port Charles coming up?
No, Friday.
Oh, next Friday. Wait a minute. I thought you said Friday we got somebody at Days of Life coming up.
No, Friday. I meant Friday.
Okay.
I meant Friday.
Okay,
and,
wait a minute. You got me confused now. Wait a minute. You said somebody from Days of Life, and then somebody else at Port Charles.
No, the Post Solos is coming on the 13th of June.
Okay. Oh, that's next month.
Okay, my birthday is on the 9th.
Huh?
My birthday is on the 9th of June. And
hello.
I don't know. What?
I said hello. That's just what I say.
Hello.
Hello?
I was being funny, like, hello, it's her birthday. I was trying to be funny. I guess I failed.
Oh, okay. who's coming on that Twister, Carly?
My birthday is on June 9th, people. June 9th. And
29th?
While I really, really want to help info my birthday show, because I want a birthday show out of this, I want to to try and get like one of my dream guides on this program for my birthday, so I don't care who, I don't care how, I just want to become a slut for the day. So that's all.
Sounds great.
And breaking news, and I want to thank Brian for letting me know my first ever TV, well, my third TV boyfriend, General Hospital. It's coming back on Tuesday, thanks the Lord. Bradford Anderson will be back on General Hospital.
Oh,
yay!
Amen. Thank God.
Spiny Mike Spinelli. I met him.
That's where Franco and Carly are headed.
Yeah, well, I met him.
I don't like Jimmy Franco. I like the actor, but I like him as Todd. I want Todd. I don't want him as Franco.
Yeah, I like Todd Manning, too. He was awesome.
We would never get Todd Manning on.
I want Todd Manning back. I like him. I love the actor who portrays both of them, but I just don't like him in this character.
Well, honestly, from what I've heard, Roger Hayworth, he don't do many interviews.
No, actually, with anybody, from what I've heard.
So the chance of getting him on would be one out of a thousand.
Right, I sure admire your way you go after them and your style and your passion. I think Carly's got a wonderful crew, and I'm really proud to be part of the show.
But remember that Brian, getting the top people try as much. But, like, Bubba Walters, I think, you know, was a no from the beginning. What happened with her was they connected me to a different person
that wasn't on the list that represented her. And I haven't heard any emails back from the rest of them. But, I mean, I got emails out to Tom Hanks representatives and Merle Haggard. Now, Merle Haggard's representatives did email me back. They wanted to know what kind of guest we had on the show. I emailed them back, told them, and I haven't heard back from them yet, and I'm still waiting to hear back from some other people like Mario Lopez's representatives and Vanessa Marcel that played Brenda on GH. I mean, so I'm waiting to hear back from some other ones. So.
Sounds great.
But I haven't yet.
Who's going to be on next Wednesday,
Carter?
No one. We don't have anyone at the moment.
Well, go ahead, okay. Brian.
Well, I'll see what I can do. I don't know.
What is everyone up to this weekend? Is anyone doing anything fun?
Am I doing anything fun this weekend? I don't know. Maybe I'll go to a movie.
That would be you, like, maybe you should just go to a movie every week now, Abe.
Well, I was thinking it would be fun if we all, maybe once a month, we each go to a movie, then we could cover 4 movies a month. That would be good. Give us a reason to go to movies.
You know, yeah, and I want to go see Blended with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler when it comes out. It looks so cute.
That's like a big movie with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, I want to see them. They were in The Wedding Planner. Did you guys ever see that? The Wedding Singer.
Yeah, I saw it.
It was cute.
I think I did. Wasn't they in Just Go With It? Or who was that? Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, wasn't it?
Right.
They were in Just Go With It. Yeah.
Oh, that was cute. I like that too.
Mandy, you still there?
Yeah.
Brian, why are you not taking Mandy up for a romantic weekend? I mean, come on. Good needs some romance.
To walk on the beach, dancing in the dark over the moonlight.
Candlelight dinner, you know, all that great stuff.
The only thing I have planned this weekend is, tomorrow, there's a car show, a classic car show that we're going to go to. And all.
Well, that sounds like fun.
You, Olivia.
Merge a cow?
So, is it an all-day thing?
Hey, you there, Carly?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. My phone cut me off again. So, I'm on three-way now with Mandy.
Oh.
Yeah, I got the show and it said no shows in the next 24 hours.
How long is the show tonight?
It was 90 minutes, and we are going to get off very soon because
I got to get going.
No, I'm going to be resting my little voice.
I don't like
bubble.
Yeah, I want to watch bubble up.
Toward the end of the show, my phone goes, choop, and it drops a call. I don't know why it does that.
Right.
Because last time I wasn't able to get back on.
And it's my other hottie's birthday today. Scott Reeves from General Hospital and Young and the Restless. His birthday was today, so happy birthday to him. And, yeah, I have to go grocery shopping. And then after that, I'm home all weekend. I'm going to lay in bed, wash my clothes. I'm not leaving my bed, so if anyone needs me, just text me because I'm not leaving my bed. I decided, sometimes just need a,
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What happens if a wild deer comes into your house and runs into your room?
I live in an apartment, 5 floors up. The only thing that freaks me out, I'm like, crap, if we have an earthquake in Washington, and I live on the 5th floor, you know what I always think about? Like, oh my God, being on the 5th floor, I'm going to be crumbled. I'm going to be crumbled.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well,
I got to work this weekend, so Sunday I'm off, but I'm going to catch up on the soaps on Sunday, and that's about it. But I really have fun with you guys. I look forward to every show that we do, and I can follow you guys. It's just wonderful, and I thank you for letting us be a part of it.
Oh, no problem,
yeah,
man.
Thank you, Carla.
Yes, and maybe your phone is just possessed, Brian. Yeah, just, you know,
well,
not
I mean,
possessed.
It happened at the same time last time, because I was on
the
talking, and then, and then it dropped, and I tried calling back in. It said, there are no shows in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, it does, though. I hate that. So, okay, we still hang up before I lose.
Wait, I'm going to bring the jerk back on, and he wants to say goodnight, and thank you. Tony, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Well,
hi, Tony.
You have anything to say?
Tony, you're welcome to call in anytime because you and I probably get along so well. You know, you and I probably get along better than April and you.
Listen, honey, I'm an asshole.
Yes, you are.
But I love bad boys. I have a thing about bad boys. I don't know why, but bad boys are fun. They are dangerous. They can break your heart. They can do all the things.
Listen, honey, when we start a new show at the end of the night, we're going to invite you in.
And she's going to come on, then all going to come on.
And all your co-hosts are going to come on. And
we're going to have fun.
And we're going to enjoy every moment that we're going to stay together. And stop being on your knees.
Oh, God.
You know
Tony, you're so funny. Hey, April, if I come down next year, you know, how we are talking about, you know, going the Y and all things. And
yes. We love that.
Going on all the sets. I don't know how we are going to do that, but we are going on there. Maybe
we're probably going to have to get together.
Yeah, but you know what? We might not be able to bring Tony because he might get too passionate and we might get kicked off.
Yes, he might walk out and leave us.
Well, that's okay. If you get on your knees, honey, it'll be all good.
He's an asshole. He's Tacky. That's why I named him Tacky Tony. I think it's appropriate.
Well, and we need inappropriate on the show. I cannot be the only inappropriate person on the show.
You
got labeled
as adult content.
Exactly.
But you know what? I really was really nice tonight.
Yes, this is what
And I'm not really nice.
Yes, you are. Sometimes.
Yes, yeah. If April thinks you're nice, then you're nice. See, April has a really good sense of humor. I mean, and if,
I
you know, and I mean, after all, April, you know, that, you know, but I'm afraid, you know, if Zane Scott came looking for
you. You know what, honey? I really enjoyed it being on your show, and you know what? A bunch of kudos to you, honey. And
oh, thank you.
I hope you're a really success in everything that you do, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Now, see,
well,
Tony is not
tonight.
All...
Thank you, Brian. And how do you... I'm sorry, I got to ask. I'm sorry. How do you pronounce her name properly?
Delia.
I never do. I don't know. I never have.
No, how do you pronounce her name properly? Cecily or Cecilia?
I have no clue.
Because I've been calling her Cecilia, but I heard you call her Cecily. Which is it?
Oh, that's a nickname, her and I, you know. Because that's what I thought her name was on.
Why do we call you Shithead?
Oh, I am a Shithead.
No, but we've got Brian, we've got Able to Reviews, sometimes Taggy Tony, we've got Carly. How do you pronounce your other crime and partner in crime name properly?
I have no clue, to be honest.
I don't blame you. I just say no clue, too.
Because when I promote it, I just say Carly in the game because I don't know how to properly spell her name. So I find that out so when I promote it, I can properly write it. So I think
you know, wait, aren't you friends with her on Facebook?
No, not yet. I'm not sure. I have to go through my list. I'm a little bit behind. But I just want to know her proper spelling. I didn't want to misspell anybody's name.
Well,
That's me, a little misorganized. I'm sorry. My bad.
Are you still blocked on Facebook, April? Or did
no,
they unblock?
No, they unblocked me.
Okay.
I just didn't burn with her.
She's a blockhead.
Anyway, Brian, thank
Tony,
you so much. And I'm glad to have your girlfriend. Shut up.
Be nice, April.
I'm always nice with her.
Yeah, like.
You were.
Brian, marry her. Marry her already. Sorry.
Yeah, hurry
Sorry.
Up. What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Marry who? What are you waiting for, Brian?
Are
you out there playing the film or
something? When are you going to ask to marry you?
Yeah.
Well, that's not possible due to the laws.
Oh, come on.
We'll leave it at that because you know what? We're just teasing you, Brian, because we're one big happy family. So you know what?
Yeah.
We're just kidding you.
I
think the world of you and your girlfriend, you guys got a great relationship, and I loved your friend that you had on tonight. He was wonderful talking with him.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, we better get off before I do lose my
voice.
Right,
thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Night, guys. Oh,
night,
remember
night.
Who we are supposed to stay.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Remember what we are supposed to say before we sign off, you guys.
What?
Oh,
everybody enjoy the view.
Yes,
enjoy
everyone
is
enjoying the view. Okay,
right.
Bye, guys.
Well, I'll see you guys later. Have a great week.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.